The diagnosis of myasthenia gravis relies on checking the antibodies in the serum, and they are highly sensitive and specific. The only problem, it takes time, takes a few days, if not even a week. If we need a sooner confirmation of the diagnosis, then we can do the tensilin test, hydrofonium test. Hydrofonium is a short-acting anti-cholinergic, and once we give it through the IV, instantly, within half a minute to a minute, you're going to see clear improvement, and the muscles become much stronger, symptoms improve, and that may last for a few minutes and then would go away, and the symptoms come back the way they were. So if we see that, that's very confirming. Now, when you want to do a tensilin test, you want to make sure that you have some objective findings that will likely improve and can be, and the improvement can be measured easily. So someone has ptosis, you can easily see that the eyelid is not droopy anymore. Someone sees double, and then within a minute of administering the medication, now the double vision is gone or it's much better. You know, these kind of things. But if you have someone who has profound weakness in the arms and legs, and you give them a dose or two of the hydrofonium, it's very unlikely it will be strong enough to show you clear improvement in their weakness. And in this case, not seeing improvement doesn't mean that the patient does not have myasthenia gravis. So we need to be careful in when to choose using this test. Another method will be doing a repetitive stimulation test, and you will stimulate a nerve, let's say the median nerve, and record from a muscle, record the action potential from a muscle that is innervated by this nerve, let's say the abductor pollicis brevis. So when you give the first stimulation, you're going to get you'll get a compound action potential. You give a second one right away after, and a third one, and a fourth one, and a fifth one. So you keep stimulating the muscle again and again and again. Normally, the compound action, motor action potential, the CMAP, should always remain about the same. The muscle should be able to generate contractions over and over 10 times, let's say, in 10 seconds. In people with myasthenia gravis, that's not going to be the case. You start with a bigger CMAP, bigger amplitude of the motor action potential, and then the more you stimulate, the smaller the amplitude gets. That's what we call decrement. And if we see that pattern, that is definitely confirming of myasthenia gravis. Again, we want to make sure we choose the test in the right cases. So if someone has diplopia and ptosis, well, those muscles cannot be stimulated and recorded from. So if you order a repetitive stimulation test on the left or right upper extremity in someone who has ocular myasthenia gravis, that test can certainly be completely normal. That does not rule out myasthenia gravis. The last thing that's very important to do is a CT of the chest to look for thymoma. Treatment for myasthenia gravis, three main things. You need to strengthen the muscle through periostigmine or neostigmine, any of those medications that will increase acetylcholine in the synaptic cleft. You want to treat the root cause of the problem, which is an autoimmune process. So you want to use immunosuppression with whatever medication that you will pick. You want to look for thymoma, and if there is thymoma or thymus hyperplasia, you want to remove the thymus, because that commonly is a trigger of the autoimmune process. So every patient will have to have these three approaches at the same time. When people come with myasthenia gravis crisis or exacerbation, when things are really severe, then the treatment will be any of the plasmapheresis or IVIG or high dose of IV steroids until we get rid of this excessive attack of antibodies, and then you try to focus on strengthening the muscles with maybe adjusting the dose of pyridostigmine. With myasthenia gravis crisis, just like with any neuromuscular condition, you want to be very careful monitoring the pulmonary function tests, the NIF and vital capacity, to ensure that they're not deteriorating, and if they are, they will need elective intubation.